Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Brothers, sisters, dear listeners. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program Keys of Life, Mafatihul Hayat. One of the keys of life that we've been trying to turn and trying to complete is the key of sleep. And we said sleep is a very essential part of the human being and the human body, to be precise. Without sleep, we're going to lose so much in between. One of the things that we mentioned, but we did not have the chance to finish, was the timing of sleeps. We said that the Ahlul Bayt alayhim wassalam wanted me and you to sleep at certain times. One of the most recommended times is about half an hour, 50 minutes before the Dhuhr prayer, just to get a bit of energy. This is time that's considered to be time of barakah. And we've been told not to sleep in the mornings, not to sleep in the afternoon, and not to sleep between Maghrib and Isha. A hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salamullah. He says, "An-nawmu bayna al-ashaa'ain yurthu al-faqr." That if a person sleeps between the Maghrib and Isha, it brings poverty with it. That's one thing that makes people poor. And then he says, وَالنَّوْمُ قَبْلَ طُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ يُورْثِ الْفَقْرِ. And sleeping before the sunrise also brings poverty. Let's quickly look at this hadith, because it's a very in-depth hadith. And obviously, we don't have enough time to go through it. However, let's touch on the basics. When it comes to faqr, poverty in the hadith, it means two things. It means the literal faqr materialistically, and it means the akhlaq and religious and spiritual poverty. Sometimes a person could be rich, but he would lack the akhlaq and the religion and the spirituality. And a person could have the akhlaq and spirituality, but sometimes he lacks the materialistic aspects. One of the reasons that causes people to become poor in terms of their rizq, their sustenance, the mental or spiritual, I should say, and the materialistic aspect is actually sleeping in the wrong times. One of the times that we've been highly and strongly advised not to sleep in is before the sunrise. So after Fajr prayer until sunrise, this is considered to be a very sensitive time, a very important time of the day, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Him and Himself and the Malaika, they are observing the servants of Allah, and Allah observes His own servants. And it is during that time of the day, Allah divides His sustenance amongst His servants. And the sustenance of mental and spiritual sustenance and the physical and materialistic sustenance also gets divided in that time. If a person wakes up to Salah and he stays up all the way until sunrise, then he or she will get their share of the sustenance, the spiritual sustenance and the materialistic sustenance. But if they sleep, then they will miss on both of that. That is very important. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است چه فرون دماغ و ثواب داره فرون روزون
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اون اینه که فرون درخت کاری اینجا کم ثواب داره، دعا هم داره، ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که این رو گفته بارم گفته دی اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره، همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Keys of Life. So we said a person really needs to sleep at the correct time and be awake at the right time. So sleeping between the beginning of the day in the morning is not recommended. We need to be up from prayer time all the way until, let's say, midday. And by that time, a person would feel sleepy and tired. So it is recommended a person takes a nap of 10, 15, 20 minutes, half an hour maximum, to regenerate and then go back to Dhuhr prayer and then continue his day until nighttime, and then he sleep his final sleep. But that time between the morning prayer and the sunrise, we've been advised to stay awake, as if we don't do so, then we are literally bringing poverty to ourselves. Poverty of the intellect and poverty of the wallet as well. And when it comes to sleeping, a person needs to be very moderate, not to go to either extreme, not to sleep too much, not to be up all the time and then deprive the body of its need. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Thalathun yuhubbuhum Allah." Three people Allah loves. One, or three things Allah loves. Qillatul kalam, talking less. Wa qillatul manam, and sleeping less. وَقِلَّةُ الطَّعَامِ and eating less. So the less of these things when it comes to talking and sleeping and food, it is beneficial for the body. But not when we say less, we don't mean give it the bare minimum because that's harming it. And he says, أَخْشَى مَا أَخْشَى عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِي مُدَاوَمَةُ النَّوْمِ. What scares me the most when it comes to my ummah is the fact that they sleep too much. Or sleeping too much. And sleeping, especially for those who don't have work, or don't have schools, or don't have universities second day, most of these people sleep. Like they wake, they stay up all night watching movies and having fun with their friends and going out. Then they sleep the day. That is really not recommended. These are among the things that Allah hates. If He loves less sleep, then He hates too much sleep. That's the equation. Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salamullah says, Ahlul dunya min kithrati. And he says, he gives a reason why the people of dunya makes them the people of this world, attached to this world. And he says, kithratu nawmihi. They sleep too much. When a person sleeps too much, he becomes materialistic in his nature. He would hate to do anything for the sake of Allah, or he'd do it forcefully. Why? Because of sleep, one of the reasons. And he says, كَثْرَةُ الْأَكْلِ وَالنَّوْمُ تُفْسُدُ النَّفْسِ وَتَجْلِبَانُ الْمَضَرَّ. Sleeping too much, eating too much, they destroy the body, they corrupt the body, and brings harm to it. So we understand now that sleeping too much is not good for us. And Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam says, كَثْرَةُ النَّوْمُ مُذِهِبَةٌ لِلدِّينِ وَالدُّنْيَا. Sleeping too much, it will make you lose your deen, your religion, because obviously you're not doing anything for the sake of God, because you're just sleeping. And also for the dunya, because you're not doing anything because you're sleeping, you're not working, you're not active, so you will miss on that. So it is very important that when it comes to sleep, we don't overdo it. We do it enough for our body to get the charge and the energy it requires. Too much of it is very harmful to the mind, the body, and the soul. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.